God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. You can build a paradise or wall yourself into a tomb. A kick against the holy wound, a kick against the wounds. We're still one.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Aru! Greetings, Earthlings, and much joy to you in this time of the appearance of sorrow, which is no more than a period of weather in the great transformation to come. Evil has finally arrived at the furthest reach of its possibility, and now it must turn upon itself. All that it does now is an attempt to drag you down to its destined location, and it does this because misery loves company. Since nothing they do is real, it can only seem real if you believe it. Don't believe it because it isn't real. You are real, and evil is not. The dog poet has packed up his bags and loaded up the saucer pod with his goods, himself and his companions, Poncho and Crunchy the little guy. We must be off to a celebration that we have promised to attend for the 80th birthday of a grand lady who has a special place in our heart and has requested our presence. There is no internet at this location due to confusion and bureaucratic malfeasance, so it is not known at the present hour whether I will be able to do the broadcast next Sunday. Today a call came in saying they had found the problem and we were being put on the urgent list. Not bad for 6 weeks of calling two different locations over and over and being told it was the other guy's responsibility by the other guy each time the call was made to either guy. We shall see, but I am just letting you know that there may be a period of reruns before this gets sorted, or it will be sorted this week. I'm hopeful. Yesterday they said it would take at least a month. Of course, they could never explain anything, so one never knew. Now we find it had to do with a telephone number, a previous action due to a misinterpretation, and a lot of finger-pointing and nothing in particular. Well, enough of that. When you listen to this tonight, I will be at my journey's end and engage in a magic ride and remote viewing eye-opener, courtesy of the kindness of a professional alchemist who doesn't mind living outside the law because he's honest. I'm pressed for time this evening and not able to bring you the usual scattergun overview of the world as it passes beneath my saucer, and so I'm going to recite some poetry that has come to me on those occasions when the muse has perched her light form upon my shoulder and whispered in my ear. I hope you'll enjoy it and consider how it relates to the time in which we find ourselves. I send you my warm and constant affection and the ceaseless prayer that we shall ride the black water of this temporary time of uncertainty and find ourselves at last upon the sweet sands of serenity. Be strong and don't buy into the lies. Now to the poetry. In search of rest. The image of love in the mirror turns into a whirlpool of desire. We cannot maintain our balance, and so we fall. Was it love? We are the fuel, and when we are gone, there is no flame. I became brilliant beneath the light of your love. I was alive. And only then was I alive, woven into tapestries of color and sound. Where have you gone? I look for you in every face, but I do not fall in love. I remain apart, one wing in an empty sky. Somewhere inside a woman moves, and at night she often dances in perfect breath with me. This is the woman with whom I am truly close. This is the only woman. Mother of God, sound and fury, silence absolute, beautiful beyond description, terrifying in full approach, the mind dissolves. Be still, my child, no harm will come to you. Strong men, I bring them down and suck them dry, but my child may dwell in safety. I looked too hard and too long, I found her, and now I cannot return. There is no dream of life that can be believed. There is only the vastness of space, the appearance of time, and the differing weight. Sometimes heavy like the sorrow of a long past, sometimes light as an angel's hand upon your shoulder. Steering a course through the stormy heavens in planetary wars fought in human form until the last day. She is everywhere, in unseen miniature multiplied, in the air, the earth, the dancing flesh. She takes me in my sleep, flying up the long corridor to my bright home. Why is it so difficult to leave the fields of play? Here among the doomed flowers, the gravity of bones, the brief exhalation of life. Young girls press the pulse and draw the essence forth into the raging holocaust of passion rampant on a field of blood. I will protect you, my child. I will wash the worlds of form from your heart. I will remove the sword above your head. I will teach you to dance, but you will dance for me alone. It is the greatest heartbreak, the destruction of the false self, dreamed by the self and revealed to the self at separation's end. The terror of mortal pain, the agony of life's constant march, unending loss of everything. Unending loss of everything. It hurts to be free. Freedom is too much to bear, too difficult to accept. The luminous door appears, and the mind cries out for darkness. It slithers under floorboards and rocks to hide from immortality. I will protect you, my child. I will hold you as yourself. We are woven as one, eternity and time. Forget, forget, forget. In a world where everything but truth dies, but which few see, in a world that begins and ends forever, that is the playground for a mind magnetized by dust, in a world where everything is broken, no heart is safe, in a world of mostly water, for it is a world of mostly tears. In a world where love is crucified, no lie is safe. In a world of contrast and desperate flights and measureless descents, where everything is written on or built out of sand that flows to the bottom of an all-forgiving sea. In a world of waiting and hoping, where every dream comes true eventually and then loses its meaning and disappears. In a world of rumors and dying swans who mate for life, we move to and fro in search of rest, impelled by need in search of rest, tormented by flies and furies in search of rest, burning in the long night in search of rest, in search of rest, in search of rest. I will protect you, my child. I have built a garden of delight. It hangs iridescent in the air. It gleams in a drop of water. It spins in the living breath. A love serene, the emptiness of mind, the holding of one, the mirror of light, the bloom of begotten worlds sent forth in search of rest, in search of rest, in search of rest. This one now is called I Do Believe. In that essential stillness, that quiet, endless hour, preceding every dawn of every day, God breathes into the world of sleep whatever power might be taken to reach that waking moment in the warm, falling rain of His grace. In every year, whenever the wheel has turned into the place where it must turn again or stop, for want of hope or lack of dreams, God breathes once again into the greater whole, this soft, malleable whiteness, this stone. He blesses this unformed essence of extraordinary love, not yet fashioned with object or desire. It awaits our cleansed and contrite heart, awaits our innocence returned, awakes our renewing hope and certain will that we might approach closer to the mark. We have fallen back upon the dying leaves, upon the sidewalks of shouting cities, into the guttering run, where flows the secret mind of our hidden deeds, more times than we can through mercy recall. Every breath, every morsel of food, every chance of redemption, every possibility of hope rests upon the bleeding power that has bought and paid for every coming minute of the age. Every twisted, ugly thing, every kindness unseen, every gentle thought, every whip hand falling, or whatever we may have turned it to, all paid for by the living vision of the one who dies, who is crucified in the simultaneous instant of every act. Everything is permitted and fed that we might, through the gift of this unspeakably great thing, come to see how we might be. And the certain possibility of that for every one of us, no matter how dark the way, how far afield, is the ceaseless intent of the one left bleeding. What freedom is, what love is, what peace is, we have no clue. Only the yearning and the road that leads us there. Many have filled this void with words. Many heroes come and seeming villains to meet them in their time, all sleeping now in places deep and waiting. But this one does not sleep, is born anew in every breath, shines from each shining eye, cannot and will not forget, carries us past the trouble and regret, in tongues forgotten he has come, in every race, in every time, dressed as everyone. Always unknown and alone and waiting, the immeasurable gift, unappreciated, not understood, remains, lays on the common ground, is tossed aside as worthless, is unseen among the items in the cart. It feeds us, grants us life where there would be none, endless granted, giving life, full and safe and perfect, I do believe. The dreams of appetite. Fast asleep, coiled at the base of life, the love of self in its reflection, the dreams of appetite. Twined one about the other, one and the same, endless longing for expression, there to be reabsorbed and born again. Like Nicodemus, the mind asks stupid questions, because the unknown is just that, unknown. And the reality of things always more simple than we can understand, here amidst the clamoring of the dreams of appetite. Oh, for what a length of time with nothing to measure itself against, except itself in emptiness, beneath the grand imperium arched and bottomless from which falls the fiery rain. There in the cauldron of confused and ever-changing shape came forth whatever was wrought by fear and delight, fantastic beasts and languorous Venusian witch to dance amidst the purity and squalor of the dreams of appetite. Where is the solid ground? Swallowing sand swell the invisible winds and serpentine funnels race through the carnival ruins of the wreckage left from the battle for survival in dreams of appetite. How we mourn the passing of the patterns in the kaleidoscope's twist. What special meaning has anyone among all the rest? When the colors go, only the backing screen remains. That is the sum of it. Across the face of which parade the wizards and fools who pursue the mist. A temporary focus, an uneasy sleep. somewhere in dreams of appetite. Nowhere to stop is to forget, beyond galaxies and beyond that. Homeward past bright angels whose work is to refine all circumstance and substance. Guardians of the soul at that fearsome banquet, the featureless night, the black table upon which are served the dreams of appetite. Bardo upon bardo from Paris to Tibet, elusive spirals, the upward swing into illuminated rooms where imagination serves us best, but cannot prepare us for the splendorous rites performed by those abstaining from the dreams of appetite. Far in the unremembered past there is a music like coursing blood, a shine without shadow, a milk of self-forgetting, a rising rushing wind of living song. It is the provocation of all longing, the unknown source of every want, to be achieved in silence under lustrous love-hewn stars. When silence has prevailed upon the world with all its might, whatever world there may have been, in dreams of appetite. That's it for now. May you be bathed in the light, and may you find the source of your protection within you that nothing outside of you can stand against. I'll see you next week, maybe, if there is one. And until then, aloha and aru!
You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.